this thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomal the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, rabbits, ocelots, steers, bisons, or any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, crocodiles, snakes, slugs, or geckos. I got a New Year's resolution for all them geckos. Climb into a rocket and get shot into the center of the sun. Make the Earth great again by your absence. Nail gun now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomal the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomal the Judicious. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomal the Destroyer. If not, such a loser. Well, you can catch yourself up at ZomalTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Anyway, it didn't feel like doing a podcast on Sunday because there was fresh snow on the ground and Iguana didn't feel like being on speaking terms with technical support monkey and her goddamn snowshoeing chimp face.
Well, snow is fun. You don't have to go outside in it. You can just look at it from inside the warm house.
Screw that. Anyway, so that's why the show's a couple days late. New Year's was this weekend. Georgie didn't go anywhere or do anything on New Year's Eve, which is pretty typical for a Saturday night. Iguana's getting sick of it. She ain't never gonna find a husband if she don't get the hell out of the house to go find one. And if she doesn't find a husband, then she's never gonna get the hell out of the house, ever. So Iguana can have some peace and quiet and unsupervised alone time. So Iggy decided to take matters into Ig's own little green hands on Sunday, and I go up to her and I says to her, Georgie, have you decided on your New Year's resolutions for 2017? And she's like, no, I don't think I'm going to make any this year. The hell you ain't. But I can't think of anything I really need to work on. Well, that's where you're wrong, chimpette. Like, you can't use some improving yourself. Iguana's perfect and made in the image of God, Georgie. You can't improve on perfect. You can start with your ego. Ain't nothing wrong with my ego, chimp. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Iggy took the liberty of making you a list of New Year's resolutions to complete this year. I just told you I'm not doing the New Year's resolution bullshit this year. And Ig just told you, yes, you are. Now, first up, this place is a dump. It needs some spiffing up, so it does not. Does too. First, you need to paint this whole joint. Something bright and colorful, like a lime green. I don't want the whole house to be green. There's no I in team, Georgie. Why do you want it to be the same color as you anyways? Don't you want it like stand out from the walls? Iguana likes blending in with the background, Georgie. It makes it harder for you to spy on me. Anyway, Ick took the liberty of telling Mr. Heidel to fetch me some paint chip sample things from the Home Depot for you to choose from. Any of these ones will do, but I'm partial to either Paradise Green here or Fresh Lime. Both are pretty close to my butt color tone. Your tail and armpit stripes will still give you away, you know. Which brings me to your next resolution. These light-colored maple floors are so 1990s. You need to sand them down and refinish them with a darker stain. At least a golden pecan, if not a Tuscan. Well, I like the light floors. They're cheerful. That's where you're wrong, chimpette. Now, your next resolution is to finally get the damn new green sofa Iggy's been telling you to get for over a year. I like the one I have now. It's ugly, Georgie. It's some kind of mustard orange whatever hue, and it's disgusting. It's like stale vomit from the 1970s. Now, there's a lovely emerald green velvet sofa at IKEA for a mere $1,200, Georgie. It's not the perfect shade of green. It doesn't match my butt color. But it's a vast improvement over the monstrosity you have now. I'm not paying $1,200 for a green sofa. Grandma says there's also a green velvet sofa at Home Sense for $750, Georgie. Whatever, I'm not buying any sofa. You could also just get a sofa slipcover. Those can be had on Amazon or eBay for as little as $50. I don't want a slipcover on the sofa. Well, then get a new sofa, either or. And Georgie, obviously, this wasn't going too well so far, but whatever, I kept going. And I says to her, next resolution for you. None of this health food garbage in the garden this year. No more collard greens. Lots more berries. You already get lots of treats, Zamo. That's where you're wrong, Chimpette. Now, you just can't eat sweets all the time, Zamo. It could if you would stop locking up the goodies so I had access to them. Well, the vet says you need to eat more vegetables and leafy greens. Yeah, the vet is a retard. Iguana told you that already. But he's the one who went to school about quiet you. Now, well, he knows what he's talking about. No, Georgie, he's an idiot, and so are you for believing his lies. He's not lying about shut up. Enough of your nonsense. Now, your next resolution is you need to get out more and get a man. So you're going on plenty of fish. And you're going to start going on 4 dates a week. Yeah. I am not. There's just a bunch of creeps on that site. I don't care, Georgie. You're going on 4 dates a week, whether you like the dude monkeys involved or not. You need to get out and play with the other monkeys, flinging feces, whatever it is you chimps do for fun together. Now! Quit being a pain in the ass, Georgie. You need to get out and fetch yourself a man, preferably one that hunts, because a freezer full of free moose burgers saves you a lot of money. Money that you can spend on iguana toys and treats. And a new sofa. I don't want to date a hunter. Once again, there's no I in team, Georgie. And what's wrong with hunters? You eat burgers already. You might as well get them for free. Because hunting's like, well, look, I just prefer to get my meat already cut up and styrofoamed at Costco, okay? So basically, you're just lazy. It's not lazy, it's lazy. You're worried he'll expect you to do some of the moose machete work. And that might interfere with your vigorous daytime TV viewing schedule. I don't watch daytime TV. Right, right. The TV in your bedroom just magically ends up on The View every afternoon all on its own. I did not watch that show, liar. I don't. Well, it's not me. And even Hoppy's not dumb enough to watch The View, so it's either you or there's a poltergeist in the remote control. I don't watch that show. Bullshit. Now, Iguana also wants you to join a couple different local hiking groups and start going for long hikes every Saturday and Sunday morning. Why do you want me going out on hikes? Aren't you always telling technical support monkey how she's going to get eaten by a cougar? Yes, but that's different. Iguana needs her to post my podcast for me. You, however, need to get out more so it can have more unsupervised alone time. And you might meet a hunting dude monkey in one of them hiking clubs. So what you're saying is I'm disposable. No, what I'm saying is you need to get out more and go play with the other monkeys. Technical support monkey doesn't go hiking in a hiking group. She wanders aimlessly on mountain trails all by her lonesome, looking for a Sasquatch desperate enough to kidnap her for his chimp bride. Big difference. There's no such thing as Sasquatches, Amo. Sure there are. Otherwise, why would technical support monkey waste her time chasing after them? She's just looking at nature. That's what she wants you to believe. Whatever. Next resolution. A lot of damn resolutions you made for me and none for you. Iguana already told you, chimp. Iguana is perfect. You, on the other hand, need to hit the gym. 2 hours a day, preferably out in Chilliwack. I'm not driving out to Chilliwack to go to the gym. There's no I in team, Georgie. Well, that's way too far, and 2 hours a day is way too much exercise anyways. Really? Olympic athletes do a lot more than 2 hours of exercise every day, Georgie. Yeah, well, I'm not an Olympic athlete, Samo. Exactly, because you're lazy. I'm not lazy. And why won't you work out for 2 hours a day? It's not necessary. Sure it is. Iguana needs more unsupervised alone time. To do what? If Ig told you, it wouldn't be unsupervised, now would it, huh? What are you up to? None of your beeswax, Georgie, but Ig's up to it several hours a day every morning. Or Ig would be, if you weren't always hanging around, cramping my style. Georgie obviously got a hair up her butt about that. Anyways, I went on. I says, speaking of you getting out more, it's about time you got a job. I have one. No one buys your stupid paintings, Georgie. Oh, yeah, tell that to my gallery. Hey, Gwen, I don't need to tell your gallery that, Georgie. I'm sure they can read their cash register receipts just fine. Yeah, and it says my work's selling good. No, Georgie, that's what the voices in your head are saying. You need to get a job. Iguana hears the new Walmart might be hiring. I don't need to get a job at Walmart, Zama. I didn't make a living for my paintings.
Right.
How do you think I afford this house if my paintings don't sell? I don't know. I assume your mommy still gives you an allowance. Fuck off! Georgie, you need to watch your language. You can't tell people to fuck off when you're a Walmart greeter. They'll fire your foul-mouthed ass. Well, I'm not working at Walmart. Fine. Tim Hortons is also hiring. That's about when Georgie got all offended, stormed off to her painting studio downstairs and locked the door. Didn't even give me a chance to tell her about her other New Year's resolutions, like, learning to draw properly, quitting abstract painting to paint portraits of iguanas instead, going back to school full time, and moving to L.A. I'm forgetting something. There were a few others. Anyways, you know, it's basically the same resolutions I've given her many times that she keeps refusing to do because she's a stupid chimp and all. Anyways. So we'll see how obedient and pliant Georgie turns out to be in 2017. Yeah, probably not any more than she was last forever years, but whatever. Anyways, I gotta go have a nap and stuff. And my New Year's resolution is to keep on napping more and to annoy Georgie more. You know, I know obviously you can't really improve on perfection, but, you know, there's tiny little areas where I could be even more perfect. Perfectly irritating to Georgie. Anyways, so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes in clear violation of the New Year's resolutions you have given them, beat them severely, and then you can go to my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.